Its multi-billion dollar grant program designed to make our cities better prepared to prevent terrorism. But not every government dollar spent can be tied directly to stopping the next attack. And in fact, some of the spending is ridiculous. And joining us live is John Solomon of the Washington Guardian, which has been looking into this. Now, John, good morning. Among other things, you found that some of this money was spent for 13 snow cone machines.
That's right. And the argument for why we would spend counterterrorism money on snow cone machines, though a stretch, I may add, is that, well, one day if people are hurt, we could make ice packs to treat them during a terrorist attack. And it is a stretch. And it makes people wonder where their tax dollars are going.
How much of this abuse of dollars is as a result of a system where districts want to get a piece of this federal pie, even if it's not justified?
Yeah, I think you're right on the money. In fact, you know, you might want to rename the Department of Homeland the Department of Entitlement. I think everybody feels like they're entitled to get some of this money. And so you've got small communities that don't even have murders in their background, and they're buying armored cars to fight terrorists. And all of it comes at our expense. There's no risk analysis being applied to so much of the money that that we're now spending.
So then what some of us will fear naturally hearing all of this is, if this money could have been used for, you know, the proper purposes, perhaps something, God forbid, that might happen in the future could have been prevented.
Yeah, I think there's a big question about whether all this spending is really just a sugar pill that makes us feel like we're safe, but in fact is not really insulating us from the emerging threats that we're all facing. And I think that's what Senator Coburn, who released this report today, is really concerned about.
Is there any serious talk of changing the system?
There is. The Obama administration says its 2013 budget plan is going to try to change the way these grants are being handed out, particularly for Homeland, and try to put more of a risk-based analysis, whether it will get through Congress, whether all those powerful constituencies will still try to bring home the bacon regardless of the need. That really remains to be seen. But the administration is going to take a crack at trying to reform the system after 10 years of pretty wild spending.
What about oversight, John?
Yeah, good question. You know, Congress likes to point the finger and be angry, but they haven't done a whole lot of work. They created the Homeland Security Department 10 years ago last month, but there hasn't been a lot of watching of this money. In fact, Senator Coburn may be the first person to really put together a comprehensive look at the spending and the sort of things that were just sitting in plain view from newspaper articles. Basically, he just clipped out these stories and said, look what we're spending our money on.
Wow, it does seem crazy.
It does.
Good thing you're shining a light on it. Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. We should say, you know, after a long day of defending the homeland, what goes better than a snow cone?
That's right. We don't want to knock snow cones here.
Thanks, John.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
You too. John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.